Welcome everybody to this new series of learning as we learn about the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to be doing this by reading through the Hilchos Beis HaBechira of the Rambam. We know that the Rambam in his Mishnah Torah is a book of Halacha, and it's a very unique book of Halacha that he talks about Halachas that are not only relevant nowadays, but are relevant when Mashiach comes, about the Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos, and therefore a good source to use to learn about the Beis HaMikdash and how to build the Beis HaMikdash. Is Hilchos Beis HaBechira, literally means the laws of the chosen house, the house, the place which is chosen, that Hashem rests, His Shechina, which of course is the Beis HaMikdash. This is a very special time that we're in. We're in the time of the 3 weeks, from Shiv Asar B'Tammuz till Tisha B'Av, a time of mourning, a time of sadness, where we mourn the Churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But of course, as Yidden, we don't only mourn out of sadness and out of despair, rather we mourn out of anticipation, with emunah, with hope, with belief that Mashiach will come and we will merit a third Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's so important to spend these 3 weeks learning about the Beis HaMikdash. First of all, to know what we're missing, what we are actually mourning, what are we sad about, what was the Churban, what was actually destroyed. But more importantly, to know what we're looking forward to know that we are going to rebuild this Beis HaMikdash and what it's going to be and what it's going to look like. Obviously, we don't know exactly, but a good at least to have a glimpse of what it will be like is to learn the Hilchos Beis HaBechira of the Rambam. We're going to be doing this by reading it through. I'm going to post a link to the text online, so you can follow with us as we read through, and I'll point out some interesting things as we go along. But I want to mainly focus on the text of the Rambam just to get an idea of how to build the Beis HaMikdash. So the Rambam starts off, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the laws of the Beis HaMikdash. Yesh bechlolon sheish mitzvahs, as the Rambam always does, he starts off a new section listing the mitzvahs that are involved. So he says there's 6 mitzvahs involved in building the Beis HaMikdash. Shalosh mitzvahs haseh, 3 positive commandments. Shalosh mitzvahs lois haseh, and 3 negative commandments. Zeu proton, and these are the details. Aleph, the first one is livnois mikdash. Obviously, there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Bei shalei livnois ha-mizbeach gozdis, there's a negative commandment not to build the mizbeach, the altar, with metal. Gimul shalei lalois alav b'malois, that you shouldn't, there's a negative commandment not to go up on the mizbeach using stairs, rather that to be a ramp. Dalad liyira min ha-mikdash, to fear, to have reverence for the Beis HaMikdash. Hey, Lishmer es HaMikdash Saviv, there's a positive commandment. The 5th one here is to guard the Beis HaMikdash from around. And Vav, there's a negative commandment, Shaloi Lahashpi Shmira HaMikdash, not to stop guarding the Beis HaMikdash. Ubiur mitzvahs Elu beprokim Elu, and we will explain these mitzvahs in the following chapter. Perek Rishon, chapter 1, Halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Saseh, there's a positive commandment, Lasois Bayis LaHashem, to make a house for Hashem. Muchon, that it should be ready and fitting, liois makrivim by our karbonis, to offer up sacrifices in it. V'choygigim meilov sholosh pa'amim bashana, and 3 times a year we celebrate in it. Now this is referring to obviously the sholosh regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, where there was a mitzvah to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash? As the Rambam shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, for osu li mikdash, Hashem says, make for me a mikdash. Ukvar nisparish ba'toira, and the Torah already tells us, mishkan she'osa Moshe Rabbeinu, it explains to us exactly how the mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made, the mishkan, the temporary mikdash, the tabernacle that was built in the desert, that Moshe Rabbeinu built, for hoyo lefisha, but that mishkan was only temporary. Shenemar, as it says in the Torah, ki lo yvosem ad ato, that until now you had not come, in other words, as long as the Jewish people were in the desert, they didn't yet come to Ela Menucha Vela Nachala, to the place of rest, to the place of inheritance, which there, that was when they came to Eretz Yisrael, that they built the Mishkan in Shiloh, and eventually they built the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, as the Rambam will explain to us in the following halacha. Just to point out a few interesting things in this halacha of the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam does not say, this is something that the Raga Chavra points out in the Sefer called Tzofen's Paneach. He says that the Rambam doesn't say there's a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. He would have said, if he wanted to say that, he would have used livnois, to build. Rather, he says lasois, to make. And the Raga Chavra says what that means is that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is not actually to build the Beis HaMikdash. The mitzvah is to have a Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, in order to have one, you need to build it. The building is what he calls as a hechsher mitzvah, is more of a preparation for the mitzvah. It's what allows you to fulfill the mitzvah of having a Beis HaMikdash. That's the way he explains this expression, l'asos bayis l'Hashem. And that also explains the next sentence, that the Rambam says that it should be a place which is befitting liyos makrivim boyar karbonis, to offer up karbonis. This is actually a dispute between the Rambam and the Rambam. What is the primary purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? The Ramban seems to imply that the purpose is much more centered around the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, which is where the Aron, the holiest part of the Beis HaMikdash. The Rambam, in his very first halacha here, emphasizes that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to have a place, liyos makrivim boi har karbonis, a place to make karbonis. Everything else about the Beis HaMikdash is, again, a hechsher mitzvah, is a preparation, is to facilitate the goal, which is to have a place to bring sacrifices. And then the Rambam adds in this idea that we come three times a year to the Beis HaMikdash, although it's not really relevant to this halacha. It's nothing to do with building the Beis HaMikdash. That's something to do with once you have a Beis HaMikdash. Of course, it's a mitzvah to come to three times a year. Why does the Rambam bring it here? So the Mefarshim explained the Rambam is trying to impress upon us the greatness of the Beis HaMikdash, the importance of the Beis HaMikdash, that there was a mitzvah to come there three times a year, which is a lot of times. Why? Because that's where Hashem was, that's where the Shekhinah rests. It was an incredibly holy place that was the center of Yiddishkeit, really, at the time. It's the place where there was Ashras, Shekhinah, to the extent there's a mitzvah to come there three times a year. Another chiddush, another novelty in this Rambam is, the Rambam brings the Pasuk to as a source to build the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Va'osu li mikdash. He brings the Pasuk in Parshas Truma, which is actually talking about building the Mishkan, not the Mishnah, not the Mikdash. But it seems like, according to the Rambam, it's all one mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to build a place for Hashem to rest, and therefore it begins with the Mishkan in the desert, and then continues on with the mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. Have a wonderful day.